Hey, this is John Gruden, Super Bowl 37 champion, listening to the Jim Bob Show. Come join me.
And we're back. It's the Jim Bob Show game day edition. Billions of people around the world wanting to be there. Millions and millions and millions watching on television. Some people are there not only for the game, but the events leading up. And there are so many of them. Parties every single night for about a week out. Who throws the best parties? Obviously, a lot of VIPs and celebrities on hand for those. What do you like?
Well, being, you know, I've gone to quite a few Super Bowls. I will tell you, Shaq throws a pretty good party. The Shaq Funhouse, hosted by Shaq. You know, it's a blend of...
Shaq probably could have been a pretty good NFL player. Would have been offensive lineman, maybe a giant tight end.
Yeah, or basketball player, whatever. but he's had a lot of performers come, and it's a little kind of a music carnival ride, gourmet food. So Shaq, Gronk, you know, you got Gronk's Beach, you got the Sports Illustrated party hosted by Sports Illustrated. I can tell you, that's a very star-studded event, man. And I mean, you got performances from all the top artists, so forth, and it's upscale celebrity watching. The ambiance is always really good. You know, you got the Maxim. You know, the Maxim Big Game. We went to that the last couple of years, and it's always a pretty good setting. It's pretty glamorous. You've got a lot of celebrity guests. You've got a lot of beautiful women that are there, and most of them are, I mean, gawking at us when we walk through, like his flies down. Yeah, you've got the leather and laces deal. What? It's usually a 2-night deal, and so it's
like a slumber party.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. It's music and, you know, acrobatic performances and appearances by a lot of hot models and celebrities, and then you got the Playboy party. Playboy Enterprises usually has a pretty exclusive guest. You've got the Rolling Stones is always there. You know, the DirecTV. I mean, there's a lot of them. I mean, you know, Bud Light trying to make a comeback. You know, and as I say, you've got the taste of the NFL. You get the list when you get there. But you know, I encourage you know some of these. You know, get the tickets for them. I mean, some of them are kind of pricey.
The Gridiron Greats, you know, with the cigar party with Jaws and Ditka.
That's a great one. We've been to that for several years in a row. I love that one. But the ESPN party is a good one, too. You know, but there's a lot of good ones that, you know, you should hit up on. I mean, that, you know, try to get on the VIP list however you can. I mean, these are all things that you can research and get on the internet. And I don't have tickets for you. I can tell you that. I mean, I have to pay.
Everyone is planning their time. Of course, we've broken down the game and, of course, given you so many different things to be able to check out and enjoy, whether it's the parties beforehand or certainly the party that is going to be happening in your living room, your den, your man cave, wherever it is that you are. So enjoy the game. Enjoy this week as we head towards the Super Bowl, and keep it here on the Jim Bob Show Game Day Edition.